pray and hope that everybody had a blessed Thanksgiving. I won't be on here a little too long. I just want to get on here and share a little of what the Lord showed me last night. Father in heaven, holy is your name, Lord. Thank you that I get a chance to speak to these committed men, these men who come together to sharpen each other's sword, to hold each other up, to be there for one another when, you know, we need a shelter to lean on, cry on, or just a fellowship instead of your word, Lord. I thank you for that. Help me get this out as you brought it to me last night, Lord, so someone else could hear it and be inspired through your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Okay, guys, so last night as I was reading through Esther again, you know, the first time I read through it, Esther, the inspiring book, you know, when you got God's faith on you and having that boldness to walk in God's faith and righteousness. But last night as I read again, he showed me something else. And Esther 5 and 14, this is when Haman was plotting to kill Mordecai. It says, his wife, Zeresh, and all his friends said to him, have a pole set up reaching to a height of 50 cubits and ask the king in the morning to have Mordecai impaled on it. Then go with the king to the banquet, enjoy yourself. This suggestion delighted Haman, and he had a pole set up. No, Haman just despised Mordecai because he was a Jew, and he wouldn't bow down to him like the other Simpsons would, because he had a high place, a place of royalty, whatever you want to call it. And that just despised him. That made him mad so much. He despised Mordecai that he not only wanted Mordecai dead, he talked the king into, you know, signing a decree to have all the Jews eradicated, to have them all killed. But as reading through this, the first thing that came to my mind was over in Isaiah. It was Isaiah 54:17. We're all familiar with that passage. It says, no weapon forged against you will prevail, and you will refute every tongue that accuses you. This is the heritage of the servant of the servants of the Lord, and this is their vindication from me, declares the Lord. God has our back. A lot of times people despise us, hate us, dislike us, lie on us, falsely accuse us, just for no reason at all, just because, you know, they hate us. But when I walk with the Lord, we come to realize that we can do a lot of things, but we can never do as much as the Lord can do. You know, he has our back. Just let him handle the situation. You keep walking upright. Don't let yourself fall into sin by contributing to hating, because it'll go just that easy. Because one man trespassed against you, now you're mad and upset. Now you're falling into sin because you want to, you know, get revenge, or you want to do evil on that person. But as we read through, let me go to Esther 7. Now, in Esther 7, this is exactly what happened. At the second party Esther threw, you know, when she pleaded for her life and her people's life, and he wanted to know, you know, who was it? That's when she revealed she was an Israelite, and that Haman had, you know, tried to basically buy the right to kill out the Israelites. I'm going to pick it up in verse 8. It says, just as the king returned from the palace garden to the banquet hall, Haman was falling on the couch where Esther was reclining. The king exclaimed, Will he even molest the queen while she is with me in the house? As soon as the word left the king's mouth, they covered Haman's face. Then Harbon, one of the eunuchs attending the king, said, a pole reaching to a height of 50 cubits stands outside Haman's house. He had it set up for Mordecai, who spoke up to help the king. The king said, impale him on it. So they impaled Haman on the pole he had set up for Mordecai. Then the king's fury was subsided. A lot of times, you know, in life, that's what we have to do, just be patient and let God work things out on our behalf. You know, because why should we fall into sin? You know, because somebody else has provoked us or opened the door for us to do that. Over in Matthew, what Jesus even said, that, you know, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Well, in the Old Testament, it said an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. But vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. But in Matthew, Jesus come back and said, you heard it say an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. But he says, he tells you that, you know, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. If your enemy, you know, hurts you, overcome that with kindness, with love. If he slaps you, let him slap the other cheek. If he's hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him water. You know, that way you'll heat cold on top of his head. Every time I read another chapter of the Bible, not only what I got the first time, the second time, it opens up something different to me and shows me, you know, something else in that word. The wisdom that we seek, or the wisdom that I seek, it shows me each and every day, but it only gives it to me a little bit at a time. I feel like it's because he wants to see, am I really hungry? Am I really seeking him? So he'll give me, I'll read through a chapter. Like the first time I read through the Bible, he gave me a little bit here and a little bit there. Reading through it again, he gave me a little bit more and a little bit more. So that just got me fueled and fired. So reading through it again, or should I say studying through it again, he's opening up a whole new world to me. I mean, Isaiah said that, you know, no weapon forged against you will prosper. And this was a prime example. You know, it not only prospered, but it turned back on him. Excuse me, guys. Thank you guys for giving me a little bit of your time once again. I hope you all had a blessed Thanksgiving. We're going into the Christmas season, and Christ is the reason for the season, guys. But this is not the only time we should celebrate the birth of Christ. Let's, you know, celebrate it all through the year. Let's show how we appreciate Christ coming forth. Because, trust me, after reading the book of Numbers, having a whole week of having to sacrifice, and then the Sabbath sacrifice and the holiday sacrifice, there should be a great appreciation for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because he was the last and final sacrifice. He was the Passover lamb. He was the ultimate sacrifice that we don't have to go through all this. Just, all we have to do is believe and trust in him, Lord. So this month, you know, make a special effort to be that light, to be, show that you are a disciple of Christ. So somebody else's light would start sparking or begin to burn, or at least be curious of why, you know, you are like you are. Make them want to hunger for that walk with Jesus. And you guys have a blessed night. Thank you.